All right, Zach Osborne, you're upset with Pulpamex. Apparently, in a review, I said you were lucky, but I think you were misunderstanding me. But, yeah. I'm on probation?
Yeah.
Okay. Today, I don't know how you kept your goggles on the second moto. That's a nice work because a lot of guys behind you were tossing it. Dude, it was really coming down.
Yeah, it was. About 15 minutes in, I had a little bit of water between my tear-offs, and I kept pulling, thinking that maybe it was between stacks, but it was actually between the lens and the tear-off, and I ended up about two laps after halfway just taking all my tear-offs off and just kind of running it. I wasn't getting roosted. It was just the rain hitting on my goggles, so I wasn't too bummed to just keep riding. I wanted to wipe them really, really bad, but I knew as soon as I touched them, they were going to have to come off. So I just tried to be patient with it and know that it was, no one was going faster than me, so I just needed to kind of manage the race from the front and keep them on.
You're probably wishing you had X-Brand back then, right?
Yeah.
Hey, first moto, I really felt like you got lucky. No, I'm just kidding. No, hey, first moto, didn't get the start you needed. Slowly put your head down. Your fitness came into play. Your steadiness of lap times. Your ability to kind of hit all your marks. And, yeah, you didn't win, but you had to feel pretty good after that first moto.
Yeah, I was happy with the first moto. Had it been someone who was closer to me in the points, I may have maybe taken the risk to go on and try to beat him. But Dylan was riding well, and I felt pretty comfortable with where I was at, and I knew that the second moto was going to be super tough, so I tried to just kind of manage it.
Just me, or are your starts like kind of hot and cold?
No, they're not hot and cold. They suck in the first moto, and then the second moto, they're really good. So
why is that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that the gate's more packed or what. I mean, my starts during the week are really good, and like you said, like I've been really, really hot in the second moto and really, really cold in the first moto, but I'll get it figured out.
Paul Pomex.
You're ruining the entire press conference right now doing this dumb interview.
It's okay. We're waiting
on
Ferrandis.
Yeah, we're waiting on Ferrandis.
He's probably gone.
Hey, bike setup-wise, what'd you do this week? What'd you test, and where'd you ride for sand?
We rode one day at a sand track in Florida called Central Florida MX, and nothing major. Ran one extra millimeter of sag to kind of chop it out a little bit and push the forks through to make it a little longer. But other than that, nothing serious. I didn't want to panic because I know that we're not coming to Lommel or Lierop. We're coming to a sandy track. You know, it's not like, oh, crap. So for me, it was just kind of getting to where I was pretty comfortable and going from there.
They dumped a ton of sand on it, apparently. But honestly, I wasn't here last year, but it doesn't look a whole lot different than other years. But apparently they dumped a ton.
I would say definitely compared to last year, it was way better.
Okay.
Way better.
Yeah. See, I wasn't here last year.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you would miss a race because your job is to be at the races, so.
All right, I'm surprised you didn't call me this week because I was really good in the sand back in the day when I raced, so.
Where? Sandalee?
No, but I've been there.
Dunes.
Yeah. Hey, nice job. Further extended your points lead over the number 26, and nice work.
Thank you.